Next question is, is it hopeless to send loving kindness to Mara? Well, Mara gets a bad rap. I think it depends how one relates to it, in the sense of Mara is always, it's the personification of the sort of the tempter, so that in the midst of being tempted with the say the desire of the moment, then loving kindness might not be the right tool. But in a bigger sense, when we think of the personification of the tempter, personification of evil, that is probably the most important thing to be have loving kindness towards, in the sense that again, it's that loving kindness that is the wish for well-being. And you think that even Mara, who is the sort of the epitome of the tempter, the personification of evil, that's a lot of suffering, isn't it? sort of the karmic accumulations don't bode well, and so that sense, when one recognizes the tendency within oneself, that when we follow our desire, get caught in our views and opinions, how we suffer, then the whole construct of how that keeps repeating itself, which is, let's say, the forces of Mara, that's a worthy object of loving kindness, because there's so much suffering there. Being able to turn one's attention to what is the way out of suffering.